So welcome to Forgotten Popcorn. I'm Luke. I started at Forgotten Popcorn on Instagram to post about movies that I thought had been forgotten about or overlooked, or just try to remember those films that I used to remember seeing when I was walking around a video shop. You would see certain titles and certain trailers from films, and to really try to remind people about these movies. I've tried to talk about these movies before, but I couldn't really find an interesting way of doing it. But I'm thinking more about looking into movies that have an interesting story behind them. So for this season of Forgotten Popcorn, I'm going to be talking about movies from 1980. Not the 1980s, just from the year 1980. The movies that were released in 1980. And maybe find a title you might have forgotten about, or depending on your age, never heard of, or an interesting story behind that movie that you didn't know. So, to start with, here are the highest grossing movies that came out in 1980. This is obviously from the American audiences and is taken from the internet. So before you start complaining and saying, oh, this movie didn't come out till 1981 in the UK, I'm just taking it off of the internet that lists these movies from and says it came out in 1980. Okay, just calm down. So, number one movie for 1980, highest grossing movie, was Empire Strikes Back. Number two was Airplane. Three, Stir Crazy. Four, 9 to 5. Five, any which way you can. Number six is Private Benjamin. Number seven is The Coal Miner's Daughter. Number eight, Smokey and the Bandit 2. Number 9, The Blue Lagoon. And number 10, one of my favourite movies of all time, The Blues Brothers. Number 7, The Coal Miner's Daughter. I have never heard of it. So The Coal Miner's Daughter is a 1980 American biographical musical. It follows the story of country music singer Lorette Lynn from her early teen years in a poor family and then getting married at 15. To her rise as one of the most influential country musicians. This is based on her biography and was stars Sissy Spacek as Lynn, Tommy Lee Jones, and was released by Universal Pictures in 1980 and has grossed a lot of money. The film grossed over $67 million in North America against its budget of $15 million. So might be an interesting movie to check out. I've never heard of it. The Coal Miner's Daughter. If you haven't seen it, I haven't. I'll be checking it out. But when I was going through the list of movies that came out in 1980, trying to look for a movie to talk about, I came across Galaxian. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. G-A-L-A-X-I-N-A. Galaxian. And that is what I'm going to be talking about on this episode. Not about the film. The film is terrible, but there is an interesting story behind it that I didn't know. Maybe I'm the only person who didn't know it. But there is also a connection to Big Trouble in China. The director of photography was Dean Cundey. And Dean Cundey was the director of photography of Big Trouble in China. So there is a connection there. So he's on Instagram at Dean Cundey, underscore, where we say ASC. He follows me back. He follows my Big Trouble Nil China fan site at Bigger Trouble Nil China. So he's very cool of him to follow me. He has done so many movies, just the ones he's done with John Carpenter. Just two of them, The Thing and Escape from New York. But there's so many others that he's done. But get back to Galaxian. It's a low budget science fiction fantasy comedy. Written and directed by William Sachs. The film stars the 1980 Playboy Playmate of the Year, Dorothy Stratton, who was murdered by her husband shortly after the film's release. That's what I read, and I thought, what the hell? I had to look into it more. This movie is free online. Just search for it, and you can watch it. It parodies Star Trek, Star Wars, Alien, and also pokes fun at Western genres. It did win the Audience Award at the 1983 Brussels International Film International Festival of Fantasy Films. It even it does start with the Star Wars crawl at the beginning. Dorothy Ruth Hoggenstratten, born February 28th, 1960, and died August 14th, 1980, only 20 years old. She was professionally known as Dorothy Stratton and was a Canadian playboy, playmate, and actress. She was the playmate for August of 1979 and playmate of the year in 1980. She appeared in 3 comedy films and in at least 2 episodes of a couple of TV shows she did. But she was murdered at the age of 20 by her estranged husband and manager, Paul Snyder, who committed suicide on the same day. Stratton's death inspired 2 other movies, 2 other motion pictures. The 1981 TV movie, Death of a Centerfold, and the 1983 movie, Star 80. There's also a book, The Killing of the Unicorn, which is where the phrase, the firstborn unicorn, is taken from a line from the Californication song by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. So the firstborn unicorn line was referenced to that book. So the movie, The Death of the Centerfold, the Dorothy Stratton story, is a 1981 made-for-TV drama film. Dramatizes her life. But Dorothy Stratton was played by Jamie Lee Curtis. 2 years later, there was another film, Star 80, starring Muriel Hemingway and Eric Roberts. Star 80 was filmed on location in Vancouver, British Columbia, and Los Angeles, California. The death scene was filmed in the same house in which the real murder-suicide took place. So for the murder, on August 13th, 1980, Paul Snyder had bought a used 12-gauge pump-action shotgun from a private sale that he found classified ag at. I've taken this from the internet, so it must be true. Later that evening, he started talking to his friend and describing how he had purchased the gun and sort of declaring that he was going to go hunting. And he also casually brought up the other subjects about playmates who had unexpectedly died, like Claudia Jennings, an actress who had died the year before in a car accident. So on August 14th, Stratton arrived to meet with Snyder. They were trying to get through their divorce. She had spent the morning with her business manager, and the pair were discussing a property settlement. The police found $1,100 in cash in Stratton's belongings in the house, which he had apparently bought for Snyder as a down payment. Stratton wanted to stay, and the process would be easier if she dealt with Snyder personally. She kind of wanted to remain friends with him. So at the time, Snyder's 2 roommates had left in the morning, so the couple were alone. By all appearance, Stratton had spent time in the living room, and that's where her purse was found lying open before she and Snyder had went into his bedroom. By 8 o'clock that evening, the roommates had returned to the house and just thought that they were in his room rekindling, you know. But later on that evening, they found the bodies about 11 a.m. Each body had been killed by a single shotgun blast. They were both nude. According to the police timeline, Snyder had shot Stratton that afternoon within an hour of her arriving at the house, and then committed suicide approximately 1 hour after the murder. Stratton's body was cremated, and on her grave marker there was a passage chosen from chapter 34 of Ernest Hemingway's novel A Farewell to Arms. 3 years after the author's granddaughter, Mariel Hemingway, played Stratton in Star 80. It's quite an interesting story. The movie is terrible. It's got a Rotten Tomatoes, it's 17% and 23%. The movie is terrible, but it is an interesting and sad story behind it. And definitely going to try and find out and watch those other movies that was inspired by her killing, you know, the death of a centerfold and Star 80. And so definitely worth watching The Death of the Centerfold and Star 80. And the next time you listen to Californication by the Red Hot Chili Peppers, one of my favorite bands, there is a line in there saying, "Firstborn Unicorn." You now know what that is reference to. So thank you for listening, and I hope you will join me next time.